Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur, Anachar Rabim Lahatos, and we learned in the previous shiur that according to the Maskan of the Gemara, once you have once you know that even Ruba the Lesser come on, where the Rov is not in front of us, it's just a statistical Rov, even there you know you follow the Rov, and we see in the Gemara that Ruba the Issa come on is stronger, then what do you need the Pasuk Vachir Rabim Lahatos for? So the answer is that you need the Pasuk Vachir Rabim Lahatos to tell you that when it comes to the Beis Din, the Miut is command the Lesser. The Miut is completely cancelled out. And they have to agree, the Miut has to agree to Das HaRov. That if you don't go after the Rov, if you're choshish for the Miut, then you need the Pasuk Bachar Rabim Lahatos to tell you Bechlau, the Lach that you have to go after the Rov. But once it's Pashut that you have to go after the Rov, then the Pasuk of Achor Rabim Lahatos is going a step further. And it's telling you that the Miut is Batel. If you understand on your own, like we had the Ruba Dalas come on to Lachol Moshe Misinai, and suddenly Ruba Disa come on, you're going to go after the Rov, because it's a Kal V'chomer, because Ruba Disa come on, we said it's strong in the Ruba Dalas come on, a Rov that's in front of us, strong in the Rov that's not in front of us. So then what are the Pasuk of Achor Rabim Lahatos for? To tell you that the Rov is Batel, that the Miut is Batel. But if you hold that it's not Pashut that you go after the Rov, then what do you need the Pasuk Lachor Rabim Lahatos for? To tell you Bechlal that you go after the Rov. So we said that according to Maskonas HaGemara, that's the way we're learning. That if it's Pasha that you have to go after the Rov, because Alach HaMoshe Messina, Ruby the last command, so certainly Ruby this command, so what's the Pasuk for to tell you that the Miut is commanded the Lesa? The Miut has to nullify themselves, they have to agree with the Rov. But if you would hold that it's not Pashut that you go after the Rov, that there is a chash for the Miut, then what would you have to say? You would have to say that the Pasuk V'Achor Rabim Lahatos is telling you B'chal you have to go after the Rov. And they're going after the Rov is Pashut, and Achor Rabim Lahatos tells you that the Miut is Batel to the Rov, but may Achor Rabim Lahatos tell you that you have to go after the Rov at all? So if that's the case, according to that opinion, even after the Rov paskins in the Sanhedrin and the Beis Din, the Miut doesn't have to agree with them. They don't have to be Moedil Adas HaRov. So according to this, we understand that Svaras HaToisvus that we mentioned in Bava Kama, Chof Zayin, that B'dayon and Choshev HaMiut command the Lesa is because the Miut has to be Mishapech L'das HaRov. And that's Talui in the Svara of whether or not you're Choshish for the Miut. If you're not Choshish for the Miut and you go after the Rov, Berubi the Lesa, come on. Because it's Pashut that there's no Miut. You don't have to worry about the Miut. So we have an extra Pasuk V'Achor Rabim Lahatos. Once you have that it's Pashut that and Ruba the Lesser come on, you go after the Rov, then Ruba Dis come on certainly. Then Achor Rabim Lahatos is superfluous. So what do you learn from Achor Rabim Lahatos? You learn that the Miut is Batel. That the Miut has to be Muchach Lahodos LaRov. Mashen Ken, if we say that you're Choshish for the Miut, and ain't hoch nacharov Ruba the Lesser come on, that if you have a Ruba the Lesser come on, then according to the opinion that you're still choshish for the Miut, you're right. Miyakaradin, you should follow the Rov, but you're still choshish. You have to be machmir, is machog, is darabon, is daraisa. But either way, you have to worry about the Miut, if you say that you're still choshesh for the miut in Ruba de Lesa, come on. So what's the pasuk of Acher Rabin Lahatus coming to tell us? The pasuk of Acher Rabin Lahatus is coming to tell us that if it's a Ruba de Isa, come on, you follow the rov. But not that the miut has to be mevatel its das to the das harov. Just bechlal halacha that in Ruba de Isa, come on, you follow the rov. Because Ruba de Lesa, come on, you don't. You choshish for the miut. So it must be then Ruba de Isa, come on. We need the pasuk to tell you follow the rov. Mashen can't according to the other opinion. That you already know Ruba de Lesa, come on, you don't follow the rov. Ruba de Isa, come on, what do you need the bracha or Rabban Lahatus to teach you? It must be that the rov is that the miut is batel lagamrei. You have to agree to the rov. So now, if this is correct, then how beautiful it is to explain the lashon of the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Nun Beis. Tana Rabban Lachdu Asher Meir Amalem Rabbi Yeshua Tamid Abay Kansu Tamid Rabbi Meir Lekan Rebnei Shekan Shironim Eima Velo Lil Motor Eim Boim Elek Apcheni Ba Alocha Same Boim. After the Ptira of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yeshua says Tamidim that the Tamidim Rabbi Meir can't come in. They like to start up. They just like to make fights. They like to make a tumult. They're not coming to learn. And we find Nachama in the Gemara, Nazir, of Memtes Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda spoke very strongly, sharply about Talmidei Rabbi Meir. He said they're mekantrim, ubaim lekapchoi b'halachas. So Rashi says in Kiddushin that lekapcheni b'halachas. Hainu la'adiyo shem charifim. Vein oimed l'negdom. They're very charif. They're very charif. Vein oimed l'negdom. You can't stand against them. They're very sharp. So we have to understand. B'chichas shalom yala al adas the Talmidei Rabbi Meir are going to be mekantarim. And b'chavanah, on purpose, they're going to be with Sarah, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yehuda. So based on what we said, it's beautiful. Nechmat v'gam noim. What he meant was, look at the difference between the Talmidim, Rabbi Meir, and other Chachamim. That other Chachamim, sometimes they disagree, but when they saw that their friends were the Rov, they're mevatlim das mibnei das harov, because that's where they learn Acher Rabban Lahatos. But Talmidei Rabbi Meir is a different fort. Talmidei Rabbi Meir, they're going like their Rebbe. And what does their Rebbe hold? He's choshish for the miut. Chul nir alafam deiz, yivamus kuf yates. So for them, what does Acher Rabban Lahatos mean? That's just that you have to be machriya kamo arov. Rabbi Meir also holds about Acher Rabban Lahatos, but according to Rabbi Meir, Acher Rabban Lahatos means that you follow the rov. It doesn't mean that the miut is batel, it just means that you follow the rov. And that's Talmidei Rabbi Meir as well. That's what Rashi says. They're omed al ein omed lenegdom. They hold stark to their opinion because they say, you're right, you disagree with me. You're right, you have a robe, but we still maintain that our opinion is correct. We're going to follow the robe of the Maisa. But we're not going to be mevatel our das. So they said, don't even let him in the Beis Medrash. You're never going to win with them. Zakasha, let him in. At least it's good to hear the das on mute also. Expands horizons. Hakoponim, it's Dafka Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is Talmidim. Rebbe Meir was Choshish Lemiut. So Rebbe Meir is Talmidim. They didn't let up. They were not Mevatel Datum. Because again, if you're Choshish for the Miut, for that for you, then the Halal, the Pasuk Vach, Rabban Lahatos means that you have to follow the Rov. And if you're not Choshish for the Miut, because you know Rov, you already know Ruba de Lesa, come on. You already accept that as an axiom, that it's axiomatic that you follow the Rov. So what Taka does Acher Rabban Lahatos teach you? The miut has to be mevatel datum. That's only if you're not choshish for the miut. If you are choshish for the miut, then If you are choshish for the miyut, then what do you say? Then Acharav Lahatos teaches you that you just follow the rov. Now that you have to be mevatel dato. And since Rabbi Meir was choshish for the miyut, for him, he didn't automatically hold that you follow the rov. Remember, the last come on, he doesn't hold you follow the rov. Give Amos Kofi a test. So Memela, according to Rabbi Meir and his Talmidim, Acharav Lahatos is teaching him, B'chavi follow the rov and Rabbi Disa come on. But not that you have to be mevatel dato. Mevatel dato is only if you already know that you follow the rov. And then Acharav Lahatos is coming to teach you, you're even mevatel das. V'inyan yokor, v'loshichamim rape. And if this is true, then we can say that Rabbi Yoshua, who said, hey, achachai, yochol lahakish es achai, like we saw in the Gemara in Brachas we started with, Nabchav Zayin, that it says there, they had an argument, Rabbi Yoshua says, ma'arav is rishusin, and Amliel says, a chova, and then Rabbi Yoshua denied it, and then Talmud said, no, you said it was rishus, and he said, how can I contradict you? You're alive. Which we saw means, chazem idaito, he changed his mind. Why? Because he saw that the robe was like Rabbi Gamliel. And therefore he's medal batel daitum ibn da'at samarubim. Because Rabbi Yoshua is of the opinion that ain't choshin lemiut. B'choros daf chof. And according to Tosis there, even lemiutim chazog is not choshish. So if he's not choshish for the miut, if he holds that a robe is a davar pashut, so what's Acharav Lahatos coming to teach you? Not Lagufe, it's coming to teach you that the miyut has to be moda to the rov. So that's beautiful in brachas. Why Rabbi Yeshua was moda? Because he holds, oh, once you hold that, once I see the rov is nisht vi mir, not like my opinion, and you olechim a rov. And to me, vatal dati. And therefore, he's not to Acharav Rabbi Gamliel. Beautiful. In the Sefer Melo HaRuin, in the entry Sveika Doiraisa and Ot Chafei, he noted that Lishitas HaRambam that calls Sveikas Men HaTorah are Mutter, and it's only the rabbis who were Machmir. According to the rabbis, Sveika Doiraisa Lekula, and the Rabbanim were Machmir. So the whole thing that the Torah is Megala, that we go after the Rov, seems to be superfluous. Anyway, all Sveikas are Mutter Men HaTorah. Why do you need this din of Azlina Basaruba? Anyway, call us Sveikas Mutar and Minatara. Why? Because Sveikas are Raisa Lakula. So why do you need this inyan of going after the Rauf? And because of this, he said that the Torah is Megale, that we go after the Rauf, is even if you could be Mevarer, whether or not what the emes is. So if it was Tamas Safek, we wouldn't be Mekel. But if it's a rov, we're Mekel. I ain't Shem in the law ruin. That the din of rov is telling you that if you have a suffix, then you're Mekel. In a case of, and if you have a rov, you're Mekel. But if you have a suffix, if you can be Mavari, you're not Mekel. But a rov, even if you can be Mavari, you're Mekel. Now, if we say that rov is vadai and it's not suffig, like we discussed earlier, so we understand rov is vadai. Rov is a din vadai. It's a vadai gomor. It's not together suffig. And according to this, we have a raya that the one who holds kedasa rambam, that all sveikas are mutter min haTorah, we'll hold the rov is a vaday and not a suffik, because rov was a suffik. What do we need a rov for? Anyway, we're matir al suffik. So it must be that he holds that rov is vaday, and lehefich, the one who holds that rov is just a suffik and not a vaday, he doesn't hold like the Rambam. He holds all sveikas are mutter me, are usher min haTorah. Because if he held sveikas were Mutter Men HaTorah, the rov would be superfluous. What does a rov help us? What's this whole thing of going after the rov? Anyway, you're Mekel. Anyway, you go the Kula. So So if you hold that Sfegas are Aser Min HaTorah, so what's Rov to teach you? Rov just tells you that you follow the Rov. Not Midin Vaday, Midin Sufik. It's a Sufik, it's not a Vaday. You follow the Rov, but Torah is Sufik. So again, you have to go up one step. According to the Rambam, that anyway in Sfegas you're Mekel. So then if you have a Rov, you go up one Madrega and you say that it's Midin Vaday. And even if you could be Mavar, don't worry about it. Midin Vaday. Aval im Nitfos. Then what does Rov help us? B'chlar Rov helps us to go to Kula. And not to make it B'taris Vaday. Now, we can connect this to what we said in the previous shir with respect to the question of whether the miut has to be mishapech and to be modeh l'das harov. Does the miut have to agree to the rov mivatel datam? And what did we say? We said possibly that it's talui. If rov is b'toras vaday, then we said that the miut has to be mivatel datam. How can you not go with the rov? If rov is b'toras vaday, the miut has to go with the rov and be mivatel their das. But if the miut has been b'toras safek, then the miut doesn't have to be mivatel their das to the das harov. Rov is b'toras safek. So you follow the rov, you're machria like the rov, but it's still, you're still not sure. So the miut doesn't have to be mivatel datam. So then we would have to say, then we would have to put everything together and say that since we said it, it's according to the man di omar sfeika doi raisa l'kula, the Rambam, rov is b'toras vaday, because anyway you're going l'kula. So what does rov do? Rov is mishadreg. Rov lifts you a level and makes it that even that if you have a rov, not only you go l'kula, but you go l'kula b'toras vaday. So according to the Rambam, according to that mahalach, the miut has to be mevatel datam l'das harov, because rov is b'toras vaday. And the other way, if you hold that the miut is not mevatel datam l'das harov, that would stem with the opinion that rov is only b'toras safek, and rov is only b'toras safek. That's like the Rashba and the other Rishon and the Ran and others. That Sfeika d'Oraisa min HaTorah is l'chumra, and therefore Rov is just telling you that you could be Mekil, but not b'Toras Vaday. And if it's not b'Toras Vaday, that means that the Miut doesn't have to be, according to the opinion of Sfeika d'Oraisa l'chumra, does not have to be Mevato their Das to the Das of the Rov. And that's beautiful. Siyata d'Shmai, there should be an Ili Neshama for the Heilige Reisha Rov, Rabbi Aaron Levin, Zecher Tzadik, the Kadosh Levracha. And also a schus for Yidid Navshi, Libola Ben Chaim L'Chaim, of Gil Amir Ben Penina, Shira Bracha Vatzal Chom Asay Yodav. And we have a lot more to say, obviously, but to this year we will conclude now and give ourselves a bracha. And we should be Zoicha Lilmodu Lelameid, Lishmor Velasos, Ulekayim is called Divrei Salmu Tarasa Biahava, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.